Despite the addition of distribution sites for the COVID-19 vaccine, Florida's crush in demand has made it difficult to land a coveted appointment. Locally, there's hope that a planned statewide appointment system and more doses will ease what's been a frustrating process, not only for seniors, but also for local officials trying to get the vaccine to them.
Initially, seniors were very excited that they had been prioritized by the governor, and rightfully so.
Josh Newby is Marketing and Communications Director for the Council on Aging of West Florida.
Since then, that excitement has sort of transformed into a bit of annoyance and frustration, I think, over the sign-up process.
To date, it's been hard for all individuals age 65 and older to land an appointment, but Newby says the Council on Aging is particularly concerned about the area's vulnerable low-income seniors. He says a good portion of them do not own a computer or smartphone or aren't savvy enough on the internet to compete for a vaccine appointment online, which is the primary way to get an appointment. In response, he says the phone lines at their office have been blowing up with seniors seeking help.
They were just reaching out to us at the Council on Aging for help understanding this process. And we knew what everyone else knew at that point, which was, you know, you basically have to get lucky via an online portal. So we told them, you know, we'll help you sign up if there's reservations available, but you just have to get lucky. You have to keep refreshing that page.
Newby says he supports the idea of a statewide appointment system that's now in the works to make the process easier.
And I would say that, you know, going forward, I think it would be really helpful if there was a centralized phone number that can place seniors in an available reservation, you know, whether that's at Publix or Ascension or at the health department. No more of this, you know, check the Publix website today, check the Ascension website tomorrow. I think it needs to all be centralized and slot those seniors in where there's an available reservation.
The state is looking to set up a statewide registration and phone bank to do registrations for every county throughout the state. I think that's a few weeks away from being able to really happen.
This is Brad Baker, Public Safety Director for Santa Rosa County, which on Friday shut down its phone line after a crush of calls for COVID-19 appointments at the County Health Department. There's just no more capacity now, with all available appointments filled through the end of the month and a wait list of over 6,300.
We need to focus on getting those 6,300 plus scheduled. At our current rate of vaccinations, you know, that's probably, man, 4-6 months out. So we don't want to set an expectation of people who think, oh, I got through on the phone, I'm going to get an appointment in the next 2 weeks, and it's just not going to happen. We are booked out.
Ironically, in the scramble to get an appointment, some individuals have managed to double book, which Santa Rosa officials found out at a recent pop-up vaccination clinic.
For example, we had 76 out of the 500 when we went to schedule them that were already vaccinated. So now we're scrambling to find 76 more to replace them in a short notice.
The number of no-shows eventually topped 190, creating a scheduling nightmare. Individuals are encouraged to cancel appointments they no longer need, especially given the large number of people still clamoring for their chance to get the vaccine.
One of the things we're really asking is for people to be very patient. There's a great demand out there and the supply is limited, and so I think that's going to be an issue for a while, that, you know, as appointments are open, they're going to go quickly.
Marie Mott is administrator for the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. Like Santa Rosa, the Escambia Health Unit is making an adjustment by temporarily closing its COVID-19 vaccination request form in order to deal with its very extensive wait list.
What we want to do is to be able to work down that list of names and get people scheduled in before we add more names to our list to call, just because we don't want people to be waiting forever, or what seems like forever, you know, to get a call if the list grows too big for us to get to in a reasonable time.
Thank you for calling the Florida Department of Health in Escambia County. If you're calling concerning COVID-19 vaccinations, please listen carefully to the following.
While their online vaccination request form is closed for now, individuals with questions can still call the DOH Escambia COVID-19 phone line, 850-595-6500, option 6. Meantime, the agency is working to identify and implement a more efficient solution for gauging interest and scheduling appointments for the vaccine. As supply becomes available, staff will resume scheduling appointments and encourages eligible seniors to take advantage of opportunities offered through other partners to get vaccinated. Of course, this all hinges on more vaccines becoming available.
It is a supply issue right now.
Again, Santa Rosa Public Safety Director Brad Baker.
They have indicated to us that they anticipate over the next weeks to see an increase in the amount that they get, but, you know, we can't commit to that until we have the vaccines in hand.
Baker says he and other officials from the region are doing their part to campaign for more doses. He says Santa Rosa is counting on an expected shipment of 1,500 for this week, noting that without the allotment, the county will not be able to honor its upcoming appointments. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.